Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I saw quite a pictorial in the Times Standard the other day featuring the process of adding cannabis to liquor down in Fortuna. Isn't that just what we need? Now, when they run a special batch of nice, refreshing vodka or whatever they choose to drink and add cannabis to their martini or screwdriver, they can be twice as dangerous to you and me, not to mention anyone else. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Marijuana, by itself, is a dangerous drug, and mixed with alcohol can only be worse. Dan Price, in his community comment, made pretty much the same observation. I really shouldn't be talking about other people's grammar, given my own shortcomings, but lately I have listened to some people using some really irritating grammar. I listened to a woman on Kins the other morning, who was the head of some government agency or another, who used the terms, you know, I mean, and like, as in, like, you know, I mean, yakety yak. My granddaughter, who is still very young, but a teacher in the Santa Rosa area, and I were talking one day, and her sentences were riddled with you know, I mean, and like. At the risk of making her mad at me, I mentioned it, and she wasn't aware of what she was saying. It is so easy to fall into that style of talk, especially when you are surrounded by kids using that language, and even some adults. I heard another adult using the same language on another program a day or so later. Don't they teach grammar and English in school anymore? Shouldn't the people who hire these people check out their grammar before turning them loose on national radio? Another term that irritates me is the word fiancé. There was an article in the Times Standard referring to a man and his fiancé of 12 years who were victims of a criminal action. A fiancé of 12 years? Give me a break. Why not just call it a shack-up and be done with it? The word got, as in I have got to go to town or I have got three magazines to give away, is another teeth grinder, to me anyway. Enough of that. I have to say goodbye to a couple of dear friends who passed on. Phyllis Schlesinger, with her bright smile, not the one in the obituary, and my fresh special friend Brenda, who died suddenly at 50 years of age. Having worked with the public for many years, I thought I had a handle on people and their appearances, but Brenda taught me so much about people and their appearances. She was a big gal with no upper teeth, but always with a smile. She couldn't say no to someone who needed help, or if something needed to be done at church, she was the first one to take over. Brenda had a horrible life, being involved with drugs and being horribly mistreated by people she lived with, but she got past it and was clean and sober for her last 16 years. Goodbye, Brenda. We loved you a bunch. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.